1985, Freedom of the Borough of Southend, ceremony at the Civic Centre. Freedom of the Borough given to Councillor Bert Musset and Frederick Laws, former town clerk. We begin with the ceremony for Bert Musset.
Ladies and gentlemen, kindly abstain for the Deputy Mayor.
The purpose of our coming together this afternoon is to give honour to two of our fellow citizens, and the reason we honour them is because of their outstanding service to our community. Greatness is to be found in faithful service. And Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. He has given the utmost dignity to service. And so in prayer, let us thank God for these faithful servants, Albert Musset, known to many of you simply as Bert, and Frederick, Fred Laws. Almighty God, whose service is perfect freedom, we give you thanks for these your servants, Albert and Frederick. We thank you especially today for the service they have rendered to this borough, for the graces and talents given to them, which they have used and developed in such full measure for the good of our town. Grant us grace similarly to use our gifts in serving others, that we may honour one another and seek the common good, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now it's my very great pleasure to ask Councillor Norman Clark to propose the first resolution. Councillor Clark.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, I share your appreciation of the fact that so many people have attended this afternoon despite the weather, and I think it is a very fitting indication to our two new freemen of the respect in which they are held by so many people. But Bert is the architect of all that is good in the educational system of this town. And you note, Mr. Deputy Mayor, I don't simply say the retention of grammar schools, important as that is, in my view. We endeavoured to create a fine system of schooling for all the children of the town. And the people who should be proudest of Bert Musset are the people who have gone through our South End School. He has achieved something there that has amply repaid the town for anything it has given to him. In some ways, this town is like a glorious large village where people know each other and people are concerned about each other. And it's because we've had people like Bert Musset and the others whom I have mentioned active in the town that we've had this quality of life, which we should be very deeply grateful. I don't think, Mr. Mayor, I need say anything else. I hope it is obvious that I speak with great pleasure and enormous pride in saying that the town should now recognize in Bert Musset a very great South Ender and one of the people who has brought enormous distinction to us, and to thank him for it.
Now, Councillor Lockhart, would you second the first resolution, please?
Mr. Deputy Mayor, distinguished guests, council colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great honour and a privilege for me, Mr. Deputy Mayor, to rise to second the recommendation so ably proposed by Councillor Norman Clark to admit Mr. Albert Victor Musset, that he be admitted to be an honorary freeman of the Borough of Southend-on-Sea.
May I, Mr. Deputy Mayor,
distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, may I, on behalf of us all, wish Bert and his dear wife, Winnie, every happiness and good health for the future, to enjoy the many fruitful results of his life's work for the borough of Southend-on-Sea. And Mr. Deputy Mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me the greatest possible pleasure to second the resolution.
Thank you, Councillor Lockhart. Councillor Herbert, would you support the resolution, please?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. It gives me very great pleasure to speak in support. You will realise that the efficiency and sincerity of the previous two speakers leave me with very few crumbs to offer to this meeting, but I do offer those crumbs in the greatest of sincerity. If I pick up one crumb, which I think will turn out to be a slice of cake rather than a crumb, I'd like to pick up what Ernie Lockhart has said about Bert Mussett's service to cultural organisations, but especially those connected with music. Book of Words that we've been supplied with refers to the borough which he knows so well. I think it is fair to turn this round a little, if I may, and talk about the borough which knows him so well, the borough which will applaud our action today.
Any other contributions? Councillor Hurst?
Yes, Mr. Deputy Mayor, in the absence of the leader of my group of councillors, I rise to make the motion unanimous in support from this council chamber. I have not had the advantage of serving with Alderman Mussett as of that I came to know him in this town, because I came on the council after his time. But I think it is fair to say, growing up as a boy in this town and hopefully being educated under Mr. Mussett's system of education, the first council I became aware of was in fact Alderman Mussett. And as one increasingly joined organisations and took part in organisations in this town, one invariably found the fact that Alderman Mussett was associated with most of them. I think it is a tribute to the type of society in the town we live in, and particularly to Alderman Mussett himself, that in fact the amount of time he has devoted over the years to the civic life of this town. It is people of the calibre of Alderman Mussett which make our society what it is. Without them, it would be a very much poorer place indeed. And I have the very greatest pleasure in supporting the motion before the chamber today. Thank you.
Anybody else? In that case, the resolution to admit Albert Victor Mussett to the freedom of the borough of Southend-on-Sea is before the council. Will all those in favour say aye?
Aye.
I declare the resolution passed unanimously.
Mr. Mussett, can I ask you to sign the roll?
My pleasure to present to Mr. Mussett the casket containing the scroll admitting him to the honorary freedom. That gives me... I'm now going to ask Mr. Musset when he's ready to reply.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, after the wonderful speeches, wonderful and fulsome speeches, what can I say about this fellow? Oh, it's me they were talking about, was it? Oh, I see, yes. Well, first of all, I would like to register my very cordial thanks to Norman and Ernie particularly for their very very splendid and complimentary comments about my activities. But I would like to thank them especially for the cooperation and the friendship which I have enjoyed with them over so many years. So now, Mr. Deputy Mayor, this is a great occasion. Thank all of you. I congratulate you on being here in this lovely spring day. Sunshine out there, or what we came in. And here's my best wishes for the future prospect and prosperity of this lovely town of Southend-on-Sea.